We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we know, late this morning, former New York State Senator Mark Panapinto of Buffalo, New York, was sentenced to 2 months imprisonment along with 1 year of probation following his conviction for promising employment in connection as a benefit for political activity. In this case, as was alleged in the plea agreement, or as was admitted to in the plea agreement, former Senator Panapinto essentially became aware of a Jacob investigation involving some conduct that he had with one of his staffers down in New York. He attempted to essentially purchase that young woman's silence, and in so doing, committed a violation of federal law. I think, obviously, in public officials need to be held to a very high standard. And in this case, Senator Panapinto placed his own interests above those of his staff and his constituents. He sought to use his position to benefit himself above all others. And his abuse of power cost him not only his office, but it also bought him a federal criminal conviction, and as we know now, 2 months in jail along with 1 year of probation. So I'd like to commend the FBI for their tremendous work in this investigation. Obviously, public corruption is an extremely important part of what we do here, and we will not tolerate corruption from our public officials. We will hold them to the highest standard of the law. I'd also like to commend the work of Assistant United States Attorney Paul Bonanno, who's seated to my right, who handled this matter. So with that, I'll turn it over to FBI Associate Special Agent in Charge, Rob Guyton.
Good afternoon. Again, my name's Rob Guyton. I'm the Assistant Special Agent in Charge of the Criminal Branch of the Buffalo FBI Office. The FBI concentrates on problems that pose major threats to American society, and public corruption is close to the top of that list. The actions of corrupt officials have long-lasting impact on almost every aspect of our community. And Mr. Panapinto's case is the perfect example. As we heard in court today, the actions Mr. Panapinto took as a New York State Senator will forever haunt the former staffer he victimized. His actions will forever impact his colleagues, his constituents, and his actions have ended his public political future. Today's sentencing of Mr. Panapinto, like other recent high-profile public corruption cases, highlights a common theme, that public officials commit corrupt crime out of greed. And not simply the old-fashioned greed for money, but greed for other things of value, like power and control. Just in the last few months, the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office have investigated and charged multiple officials across our region for public corruption-related crimes. It is not a good trend for us as a community. We have seen too much of this criminal behavior from people in positions of power. And it must stop. It is the expectation of the public that officials represent the people when they enter office and not their personal interests.
No, I think that obviously we are responsible for the areas within our domain, the 17 westernmost counties of Western New York. And as Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Guyton mentioned, this isn't our first charge recently or first conviction recently. We've had some in Rochester as well, along with others here in the western half of our district. So we are very interested. It is a top priority within both the FBI and the U.S. Attorney community, the entire Department of Justice, to see to it that we hold our public officials to the highest standard. So I certainly wouldn't consider it an afterthought. 2 months in prison for anybody is not a pleasant experience. And for a public official who was, otherwise someone who certainly would not be accustomed to that sort of a lifestyle. I think it sends a very strong message, and I think Judge Romer, during his sentencing today, made a very strong statement about what he thought about the behavior of Senator Panepinto. Usually, the marshals have to designate a facility to which he'll surrender. It usually takes about 60 days. I do not. That's up to the Bureau of Prisons. That is up to the bar. They're obviously, the professional conduct, there's rules of professional conduct. I'm sure that they will be reviewing this information, the Attorney Grievance Committee, and the New York State Bar, the Appellate Division, Fourth Department, and that's up to them to decide what, if anything, will happen to his license.
In New York, it's the unified court system that decides on the license.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, thanks. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.